Although she follows me, I can tell she wishes she wasn't here. She lifts her skirts above the foulness of the alleyway, and her feet slip in the mire, the hem of her gown all besmirched with mud. She is pale, glancing anxiously from side to side, her lips colourless as she shivers and sweats, and her hands are trembling as if she has the plague. We pass my friend, Bertha, who is sitting on her threshold with her skirts itched, airing her blue-veined legs. I wave good day to her, but she doesn't respond, for just as she sees me, a man comes lurching round the corner, sozzled with drink, although it's not yet noon. Every day he pisses all Bertha's hard-earned pennies up the wall. As his wife sets her beefy fist squarely on her hips and lashes him with her tongue, the lady beside me whips her eyes from the raucous disaster of their marriage. She turns her head so fast that I glimpse her yellow hair tucked beneath the veil of her hood. I cannot be responsible for the things you see here, my dear, I say gently. The way she averts her eye, raises her nose and flinches away from the stench of my world tells me a lot about her. She shies away from unpleasantness and would rather not see the half-naked starvelings peering from the shadows. Their hunger is an affront, their bare feet an insult, yet it was she who asked me to lead her here. It isn't my fault if she doesn't like what she finds. We pass a stranger, a shady fellow up to no good. He melts away into the shadows, not wanting to be seen. When I stop suddenly, the lady does likewise, and I point a finger along the route she is to take. See there, past the midden, where the pigs are rooting? It's up that stairway behind the inn that you must go. The Cock's Inn, it's called, my dear. She doesn't see the joke. She is an innocent, kept nice by her mother. My own mother did nothing to protect her daughters from the world, but she made sure we learned enough to follow where she led. Be careful on those rickety steps, I call after her. My room is the one right at the end. I wonder what she will make of the musty chamber, where one corner of the shingle leaks when the rain is blown in from the west. My sisters and I have grown accustomed to damp in that corner and catch the worst of the drips in a bowl, for water always comes in handy. Things have been a lot worse, mind, before our luck began to change. Once, the place was caked with grime, and the blankets on our narrow bed were thin and moth-eaten. But I've a thicker counterpane now. In winter, the bitter blast still manages to find a way through the broken shutter, but we do well enough, and are grateful to have a room at all. It's better than a ditch, and provides us what comfort it can. But my fine, pretty lady will not have seen anywhere like it before, of that I am certain. Go on up, my dear, that's where you'll find him. I urge her onward, knowing Francis will have thrown off his cloak and be growing impatient. As I watch her sidling past the pigs, tiptoeing through the mire, I snort at her gullibility. But then, as she places her foot on the lowest step, to my surprise, I feel a twinge of conscience. I bite my lower lip, wondering if I should call her back. What will she say to him? What would any woman say on finding her husband sprawled on a whore's bed on a dull July morning? But she is gone, already climbing gingerly up the unsteady stairs, her gloved hand reaching out to push open the chamber door. I hold my breath and listen for the rumpus that will follow, for it promises to be as good as any bawdy play. Instead, I hear a scream so grisly that it turns my skin to goose flesh. The air stands up on my scalp, and for a few moments, I find I cannot move. Then, all of a sudden, I am wrenching up my skirts to fly across the yard and scramble up the steps behind her. Just as I reach the top, she stumbles backwards across the threshold with her hands held to her face. Her eyes are wide open, her mouth like an ugly scar as she gropes blindly at my arms, scrabbles at me, babbling nonsense. I am afraid of such madness and cannot bear to let her touch me.